A 29-year-old Kansas man accused of allowing his infant son to fatally ingest methamphetamine was officially charged with murder last week and will go to trial later this year. Abraham Duran Leon appeared in front of District Judge Curtis Brown in Ellis County District Court on January 22nd and was charged with first-degree murder in the commission of a felony. The felony stems from possession of methamphetamine, and the alternate charge in the case is murder in the second degree, unintentional but reckless. According to the court documents, in the early morning hours of April 2, 2024, Leon's 5-month-old infant son was found unresponsive and not breathing, and an autopsy report revealed the child had methamphetamine in his system and died from complications related to methamphetamine intoxication. Leon is being held on 2 other cases totaling 9 charges, 7 felonies, and 2 misdemeanors. And among those charges are 2 counts of drug possession, 3 counts of interference with a law enforcement officer, felony fleeing and eluding, and criminal damage to property. He pled not guilty to all of the charges. Leon, who is represented by 2 court-appointed attorneys, has filed several pro se motions in all 3 of the cases. And those included a motion to suppress evidence, a writ of habeas corpus claiming there's no jurisdiction where he is held in prison, and several motions to dismiss the case because his right to a speedy trial has been violated. During the hearing, Judge Brown explained to Leon his right to a speedy trial does not start until he is arraigned. And he also told Leon that any delays caused by the defendant's motions would not count against the state's time. It has to take him to trial, and it counts against the defendant. Ellis County Attorney Aaron Cunningham said the state wants to try all 3 cases separately, and the state will be going forward with the jury trial in the murder case. The court initially scheduled the trial for late June, but that has already been moved to September. And because Leon has filed several motions himself, the court will have a special hearing on March 7 to consider them. Leon remains in the custody of the Ellis County Sheriff's Department. On Wednesday, U.S. Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Todd Young of Indiana, and Jack Reed of Rhode Island introduced bipartisan legislation to reauthorize the Dr. Lorna Breen Health Care Provider Protection Act. A comprehensive law Senators Marshall, Kaine, Young, and Reed successfully passed in 2022 to help prevent suicide, burnout, and mental and behavioral health conditions among health care professionals. The law has already provided $100 million in funding for mental health care for providers across the country. However, provisions of the law that made this funding possible expired last year. The Dr. Lorna Breen Health Care Provider Protection Reauthorization Act would reauthorize these grant programs for 5 years. Senator Marshall said our health care providers dedicate their lives to taking care of patients, and sometimes this comes at their own expense, so they must ensure that they are giving them the support they need when it comes to their mental health. He said he's proud to join Senators Kaine and Young in leading the reauthorization of this very important program, which helps provide access to mental and behavioral health resources to healthcare professionals. Specifically, the Dr. Lorna Breen Healthcare Provider Protection Reauthorization Act would reauthorize a grant program for healthcare organizations and professional associations for employee education on strategies to reduce burnout, peer support programming, and mental and behavioral health treatment for 5 years. Reauthorize a grant program for health profession schools or other institutions to train healthcare workers and students in strategies to prevent suicide, burnout, mental health conditions, and substance use disorders for 5 years. And reauthorize a national evidence-based education and awareness campaign. In Nebraska news, 23-year-old Jade Essink of Hastings has been charged in Adams County Court with committing child abuse negligently resulting in injury. According to the arrest affidavit, on December 11, 2024, a 10-month-old boy was life-flighted to Children's Hospital in Omaha after sustaining a head injury at Essink's in-home daycare. Hastings police said Essink reported the infant bumped into Essink's 3-year-old child, who then fell on a 1-year-old child, leading the latter to fall on the 10-month-old boy. The affidavit said it was reported this led to the infant hitting his head on a fireplace before falling and hitting his head on a wall. The affidavit said a Hastings police officer spoke with a doctor at Children's Hospital who stated the infant had a skull fracture and a traumatic brain injury, and the doctor told the officer the injuries were not consistent with Essink's claim of the infant falling and bumping his head on the fireplace. The affidavit said the pattern of the infant's bruising, as well as the severity of his injuries, was not consistent with Essink's claim and was much more of a smack than just a fall into the fireplace after another kid had fell into another kid who fell into the infant. The officer said the doctor reported the case looked like one of shaken baby syndrome. On December 19th, the officer said they spoke with the infant's father, who stated his son had retinal injuries, which he was told by doctors could have been caused from being shaken, thrown against something, being involved in a car crash where the car crashed going over 50 miles per hour, or being thrown off of a two- or three-story house. Essink was arrested Wednesday and booked into the Adams County Jail. However, she was released after posting 10% of a $5,000 bond. Essink is set to appear in Adams County Court at 9 a.m. today. The man accused of deadly stabbing at an Interstate 80 rest area in Nebraska will undergo another psychological examination. On Friday, Hall County District Court Judge Andrew Butler ordered 22-year-old James Thompson of Ohio to be evaluated at the Lincoln Regional Center, and psychiatrists there will determine whether Thompson is mentally competent to understand the charges against him and to participate in his defense. In June, a couple from Missouri were stabbed at the I-80 rest area south of Grand Island, where 72-year-old Gary Weaver was pronounced dead at the scene, and 71-year-old Mary Weaver suffered serious injuries to her head and neck. Court documents show that Thompson attacked them while trying to steal the Jeep that was attached to their camper. The Kansas Department for Children and Families announced on Monday, January 27th, that the 2025 application period for Sunbucks is now open. And Sunbucks, previously called Summer EBT in Kansas, is a federal program administered by the Department for Children and Families, or DCF, that provides a one-time benefit of $120 per year for each eligible school-aged child to help offset the cost of groceries over the summer. Many families will automatically get the Sunbucks benefit without needing to apply. Households with an eligible child who can be identified by the Department for Children and Families will receive a letter from the DCF in January notifying them their child is eligible for Sunbucks. Sunbucks benefits will be added to an existing household Kansas benefits card, also known as an EBT card, or loaded onto a Kansas benefits card and mailed to their home in April. If a household did not receive a letter from the DCF in January regarding Sunbucks eligibility and they believe their child is eligible, they will need to apply. Sunbucks applications will be accepted from Monday, January 27th through 5 p.m. on Friday, August 29, 2025. Families will need to use their existing DCF self-service account or create an account to apply through the DCF online self-service portal at dcfapp.kees.ks.gov, and benefits will be issued beginning in April 2025. Children in the custody of the DCF secretary and enrolled in a Kansas school are eligible for Sunbucks, and relatives, non-related kin, and foster homes will need to submit a Sunbucks application for children in their care after April 1, 2025, to ensure the benefit is issued to the correct address. For any application submitted after April 1st, Sunbucks benefits will be issued once the child has been determined eligible. In 2024, the Sunbucks program provided more than $15 million in benefits to 127,202 Kansas children. To learn more about Sunbucks, you can visit sunbucks.dcf.ks.gov.